Music, video animation, theater, dance, and painting may be popular and desirable, but they are often not included in core academic programs. So how often are they left out and where? That's what Kristen Madsen is hoping to learn.
We are interested in figuring out exactly what is happening in arts education in the schools of Sonoma County, K through 12, pre-K, actually. We want to figure out how we can enhance what's happening, but we won't know how to do that until we actually know what is happening. So we're trying to get data-driven research done to really get a feel for where are the gaps, what are the disciplines and genres that aren't being taught, what grades, what neighborhoods, as deep as we can get into finding out what's happening with arts education around the county.
Madsen is the director of Creative Sonoma, a new program of the Sonoma County Economic Development Board. They've prepared an online survey to gather as much of that information as possible by asking all kinds of people for input.
We want teachers to take the survey, but we also are interested in having parents of high school kids take the survey, arts organizations who do arts education work, funders who are involved in funding the arts, and even those who don't, because we'd like to know why not. And then we definitely are also asking principals, school administrators, anybody who's involved in and around arts education that is happening or maybe that's not happening.
Madsen says they're hoping for hundreds, even thousands of responses, but they'll need to be submitted in a fairly short time.
The survey went up on February 6th. It is at creativesonoma.org/artseducation, and it will be up for 4 weeks until March 6th.
Students at the high school age will be asked to share their views in a series of focus groups. Jan Sophie, director of the acclaimed ArtQuest program at Santa Rosa High School for more than 20 years, is confident the survey will find some wide disparities.
I know how many students come to us from other places because they really can't get the level that we have here, the quantity nor the quality. I think a lot of schools really offer very little. Perhaps they have an arts docent program or assemblies with performing arts here and there, but I do not think it's across the board at all, and I think it should be.
Adding up and assessing their survey responses should be done by late May or early June. Madsen says that will then form the basis of a plan to address the most glaring weak spots.
The ideal goal in the utopian arts education world is every student has access to whatever arts education that they would like. In reality, we'll look at who's getting nothing or who's getting very little and what can we do about that, and then move our way up the curve to try to say, okay, and what else can we do to help people who might have a little bit, but maybe there's music, but there's no visual art. Maybe there's dance, but no media art.
And that may not be all new arts-only classes and programs.
There's really encouraging work in terms of what happens when you integrate the arts into core curriculum, which is another way to have art instruction at every level.
But Jan Sophie of ArtQuest cautions against an over-reliance on that approach.
Integration is super important, but the arts in and of themselves really do need to be included in education as a very deep and wide subject.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.